We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Keith Faniff from CT Mirror. Really, the issue is taxes and all the money that the state has. And there's a lot of pressure now to take, whether it's the budget surplus or the rainy day fund, and use it to ease the burden of the Connecticut taxpayer. And there's so many different things floating around there. And Keith's really been on the beat, the last three pieces are all tax related. Keith, good morning. Happy New Year. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I guess we'll start with this most recent one, which is the earned income tax credit. And, you know, what is the, now this proposal is coming from the governor. So I'm assuming it goes from the governor, then they craft a bill, and then the bill gets taken up by the folks at the State House.
Sure. What we're seeing, Brian, is the governor's beginning to roll out elements of the budget that he'll present to the General Assembly on February 8th. It's just simple math. You know, the governor's budget proposal for the next 2 years is going to have a whole bunch of elements in it. He doesn't want to compete with himself for headlines. So you want to give a lot of the important proposals their own day in the sun. So what you start doing is, in the couple weeks leading up to February 8th, you start to distribute some of the ideas so people can see them. So all of this will be presented to the legislature in 8 days. The tax break you mentioned, the earned income tax credit, we're basically talking about families that are making $64,000 or less. I'm going to try my best to make $45 million sound small, but this income tax credit is going to amount to, on average, $211 per household. Well, so it's something.
Yeah, but
this is not life-changing money.
No, and that's correct. And when you have multi-billion-dollar surplus and multi-billion-dollar rainy day fund, clearly it's maybe a decent headline, but it's not a game changer. But he's also talked about, there's a couple of elements I want to discuss, and more for the middle class. I mean, as someone who I feel is firmly entrenched in the middle class with three kids, I think will go to college. I mean, the middle class gets it's tough for a lot of folks, because they make just enough not to get some help, and they don't make enough to fully fund what they need to do. Is there anything for that segment of the population?
I think that you can take to the bank. The question is, what form is it going to take? The governor has already laid his cards on the table that he wants to reduce income tax rates. The majority of Democrats in the legislature favor a couple things. They want to do a child tax credit on the income tax. There's a lot of support for at least $300, maybe $600 per child, up to a maximum of $1,800 per household. The challenge when you do that is it's more targeted. So there are, for example, if they can have a middle-class household without children, they're not going to benefit. Here's the challenge if you do the income tax rates. Unlike our federal income taxes, where you say what bracket do you fall into,
right,
your household, Brian, will fall into probably at least four, maybe five brackets. And this is what I mean. You'll pay 3% on the first $20,000 you earn. Then you'll pay 5% on the next $80,000 that you earn, and then you'll pay 5.5% on the next $50,000 you earn. And then if you go over $150,000 as a household, you might pay, I think it's 5.75. So if the governor chooses to lower one or two of those middle income brackets, you would benefit. But so would people all the way up the chain.
Right.
The only folks who don't pay a blended rate are the highest earners in the state, who pay 6.99% on everything. So in other words, a single person making $490,000 might benefit from that cut. A couple making $700,000-$800,000 a year would benefit. I don't know if most people would call a couple making $800,000 a year middle class.
No.
So there's some inefficiency to the type of cuts the governor and Republican legislators are talking about. That's where I expect the fight's going to be.
Now, we're talking with Keith Fanta from CT Mirror here on Brian & Company. Is there a push and pull that some people think the governor's being too conservative with some of these cuts?
Well, I think that's been the case throughout Governor Lamont's administration. I mean, he's certainly, at a minimum, fiscally moderate, and the governor's office doesn't like this, but the fact is there are some Democratic legislators who consider it to be fiscally conservative. I think you probably also saw this article. We have a piece in the Mirror, Democrats to Lamont, ease fiscal restraints for Connecticut's school's sake. The Democrats in the legislature are thinking about sending a message very early in a second term saying, we want to increase education aid to cities and towns.
Right.
Even if it means the state does not save quite as much money as we've saved. And let's be honest, we've saved a ridiculous amount of money over the last 5 years. They want to trim that average savings very modestly to send a lot more money for education aid for cities and towns, which would reduce reliance on local property taxes.
Right.
And they're already talking about doing an emergency certified bill. They hope the governor will be on board with it, but they're talking about doing it, whether he doesn't or not, whether he's on board or not. Keep in mind, that would probably get Republican support. And in other words, it would probably pass by a veto-proof margin. They're still negotiating that.
Now, the Republicans like tax cuts, but this is different. This is sort of funding for the schools. Do you think Republicans would be still on board?
Very few people vote against aid to their town.
Yeah,
I would be very surprised. How do you say I turn that money down when you go back home?
Yeah, and that piece is the piece you co-bylined with Mark Pazniokas on CT Mirror.
Yes.
With Democrats look to Lamont ease fiscal restraints for Connecticut school's sake. We only have a little bit of time, but I wanted to ask you this question. Is he more fiscally conservative? I don't think it's a negative necessarily to say that. It's just is how he sort of...
No, how he is.
Is it because he's worried about the Connecticut economy on the back end of this period of savings, or is it just he just wants to treat things conservatively when it comes to money in this state?
Oh, I mean, I think everybody's got some concern about the global economy. Do I think he's more particularly worried about Connecticut's economy? I don't think outside that context of the way everybody's just watching is the nation, is the planet going to slip into a recession?
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, the question is, they should do more, how much? Because if there is a recession or there's some... You know, this would even probably be in the next budget cycle that we would feel it, right? So it makes a lot of sense. Hey, it's great to catch up with you. We really appreciate the time, Keith.
Glad to be here, Brian.
Keith Fanta, if you can read everything he does at ctmirror.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.